And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground? The amount you take at one time?
I don't know.
You
just carry a sack of corn to the mill. Yes, I remember that when I was a child carrying. I remember, you know, you had to pick it and make sure, you know, it didn't have any bad kernels in it and all. And we just usually filled up a 5-pound sack, you know, that would hold a big sack, and then we had the, you know, the clean sack that would hold about 5 pounds of meal after it was ground. And I don't remember anything, just saying carrying corn to the mill is all I remember.
Do you ever hear the expression of turn of corn?
A turn of corn?
Uh-huh. What if someone went out and got as much wood as they could carry in their arms? Say you had a
big load of wood.
Or an arm?
Arm load, usually we would say a big load. Just a big load of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
Part load, I guess. Piece of a load.
Did you ever say a jag?
No.
Did you hear that? Jag load? Something people make with sugar cane.
Syrup.
Any other name for that?
Besides syrup?
Or something similar.
Oh, we had a syrup mill. My grandfather had a syrup mill on his place, and we made syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But, was made from cane, and then there was sorghum syrup,
mm-hmm.
and there was ribbon cane syrup.
Sure, that, sure.
Molasses? Molasses? I don't know. Really, we said syrup.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-mm.
And if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in?
A can, usually.
A
gallon can.
What about a stand of syrup or stand of lard? And something that, say, 100 pounds of flour would come in.
A barrel, I guess. I don't know.
We never bought
100 pounds.
The thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
It's a metal band.
What's something that children used to play with?
Hook.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And something that nails would come in.
A keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out is the...
spigot.
What about out in your yard, the thing you hook the hose up to?
Faucet.
And it's a thing?
The faucet. Stigot.
And... nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
sack.
Made out of
paper, you know, paper sack.
What about something that flour would come in, maybe 10 pounds or 25 pounds?
It comes in a sack, too.
Made out of
paper.
Well,
we very seldom say paper sack, though. When we say sack, you know,
uh-huh.
unless we want to specify, you really specify it, we just say sack. Well, everybody pretty well knows, you know, that nowadays flour and everything comes in a paper sack.
What did it used to come in?
Well, as far as I know, sugar has always pretty well come in a paper sack, but flour and meal came in a sack of, you know, made out of material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flour sack and we would say a flour sack because, you know, we made shirts and things out of those things sometimes.
What did bead used to come in? You know, that rough, brown material?
We say burlap now, but that's not what we called it. What did we call it? Toe sack.
Mm-hmm.
Toe sack, that's what we called it.
Any other name?
That's the only thing I can remember was toe sack.
Did